It's day two of Spring Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God is more interested in our availability than He is in our ability.
Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 to give. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And feel free to make your pledge in honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios with you on this second day of our Spring Share-a-thon 2019. Standing in the gap, based on Ezekiel 22:30, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. And that's our challenge to you. We don't want that to be said of our nation. We want to stand in that gap, and that's what American Family Association and American Family Radio strives to do each and every day, and encourage you to do the same. I would say that God has really blessed us. I'm not even talking about money. I'm just talking about He has prospered our work in so many different ways. And certainly the work and the commitment of Don Wildman, personal friend of mine, we'll get into that. And his son, Tim, now not a child, by the way, a grown man, is in charge of AFA now. He's the president of the American Family Association. And before I introduce him, our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge this morning. Tim Wildman, president of AFA, welcome this morning.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. Good to be with you here on day two of our three-day share-a-thon. And we're, as you say, our theme this time is Standing in the Gap, which is from the book of Ezekiel. Where did you read that from?
22:30, Ezekiel 22:30.
And we're so pleased with day one of Share-a-thon, and we're so thankful for everybody who's already called and made a donation and are praying for us and who believe in the ministry of American Family Radio. And we truly are, Sandy, as you know, because you get calls from all over the country. You get emails from all over the country. We are truly American Family Radio. And it's, you know, folks may talk different, may, eat different things from around the country, but we all share, who listen to AFR, we share the same spirit, and that is the spirit of the Lord and our concern and our love for our country and our families. And so we're doing this work each and every day to try to, do the Lord's work. Amen.
Amen. And let me just say that yesterday was a great start. I mean, people were so generous. And I think usually in these campaigns, people are raising my hand as a person who generally kind of waits. I don't like jump in right away.
Procrastinators,
I don't know why that is.
You're a member of the Procrastinators Club, huh?
Yes, yeah. I am. Okay. I think so. And so in spite of that, we had people just jump right in and give us a really good head start. We depend on this money, of course, to fund the radio station, and that's what this is all about. But does it go to other ministries too, Tim, the money that we take in today and tomorrow?
Well, you mean other ministries of American Family Association?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, you know, we're one big happy family here. We do a lot of things. We do radio, yes, and we have 181 radio stations, and we have to have, as you said, the money to stay on the air and to hopefully keep expanding. But we have a magazine that goes to 150,000 people called the American Family Association Journal. We're involved in Washington, D.C., in trying to take a stand for Christian values in our government, and you're a big part of that, Sandy. We also are involved some in the filmmaking business, and I don't mean that. I should say filmmaking ministry. We're not into making movie for movie's sake. We helped with the recent release of the Pilgrim's Progress movie, for example. So, we do a lot of things here at AFA and AFR. But getting the message out through our emails and through our social media platforms before they're taken down.
Not even funny, actually.
I know. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's just Oh. We see this happening to Christians and conservatives all the time. But yeah. But our radio outreach, 180-plus stations, getting the word out across the country is a vital part of what we do here. And so we just come to our listeners twice a year, and we pass the virtual offering plate, if you will, and say, hey, you know, we have to have your financial support to stay on the air. And you know what? Every time God's people come through for us, and I'm sure that'll be the case by the time Share-a-thon's over tomorrow.
Let me just say that our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. And I want to pause to listen to, we always ask for listeners to call in during Share-a-thon, and this is one of my favorite parts. I love to hear what you have to say. It's very encouraging to us and just nice to hear your voices on the air, those of you who listen so faithfully. So we're going to do that. And when we return, Tim, I'd like to talk about your dad. This is a Founders Day, your father and your mother. And I know this is a story you've told often, but people, a lot of people are new listeners. They don't know who your dad was. They don't know what he did. Right. And you grew up in that house, and you would know better than anyone what that was like and what your dad did. So we'll do that in a second. But first, let's listen to what someone who listens to AFR thinks about the broadcast.
I have been listening to AFR for about 4 years now, and I cannot begin to tell you how much it has changed my life. It has strengthened my faith and walk with the Lord and helps me keep focused on Jesus all day. Hearing things from a biblical view has really helped me put things in perspective in what is going on in the world we live in. One of the things I appreciate the most about AFR is that every talk show host is grounded in God's Word, like-minded, and do not sugarcoat everything they say like so much churches do today. And they tell the truth like it is, with boldness and no holding back. Sandy Rios and Janet Mefford are my heroes. I love these girls. They have taught me boldness and how to stand firm on God's Word, no matter what. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
Wow. That gives me chills, Tim, honestly. That's just a beautiful, thank you so much, listener, and thanks for that, speaking back to us, and we are honored to be able to talk about, you know, I was just reading, Tim, in James about there shouldn't be many teachers. Many of you shouldn't be, don't rush to do that. Don't rush to do that because you will be judged by a higher standard. Those of you who take on the mantle of teaching, and that's what we do on the radio each and every day, and I have to say, I'm confident that every single host, the lineup that I'm really proud to be a part of, takes that very seriously, soberly. And so we thank you for your trust, and we try to be worthy of that trust. Our phone number, by the way, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. All right, Tim. Who was Don Wildman anyway? Why is that name kind of familiar to us?
Well, you're right. It's been a few years now since my dad kind of was in the limelight, if you will. And my dad's name is Don. My mom's name is Linda. And the dad was, he was pastoring in the Methodist church. And in in 1976, I guess it was, the holidays of 1976. He was pastoring the South Haven, Mississippi, First United Methodist Church. And it was then that we were watching television as a family one night. And, of course, at that time, you didn't have but three channels, right?
The CBS, yes, right.
You know, a lot of young people today can't identify with that. But we had ABC, NBC, and CBS, and I guess the educational channel, if you count that one. But we were watching TV as a family one night, and there was just nothing on to watch for a family between the sex, the violence, and the profanity that was being used. And my dad had seen, as others had seen, Dr. James Dobson, Dr. Jerry Falwell, Dr. Adrian Rogers, others I could list, James Kennedy, others. I'm leaving people out, and I shouldn't, but they saw what was happening in our country, in our society, and that we were losing our moral foundations, our Judeo-Christian moral foundations, And so they began to sound the alarm, those people I mentioned, and as I say, several others. Phyllis Schlafly comes to mind, for example. And so my dad decided, well, he didn't decide. God called him to leave the pulpit and start what was then the National Federation for Decency, which later became the American Family Association, from which, in 1991, the American Family Radio Network was birthed. And so my dad really had the vision. He was tired of having our message distorted by the liberal news media. That happens still even today to conservatives and to Christians. And he decided, well, why don't we just become the media? So why don't we create our own vehicle to get our message out and to get the message of the Lord out as well? I mean, that's first and foremost. And our message being consistent with the message of the Lord, and calling Christians to action, calling Christians to engage in the culture, to make a difference, to take a stand, because there's only one, we only have one country. There's not going to be another America founded somewhere in the world. There's nowhere, as I used to say, there's nowhere else to sail to, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There's nowhere else to go and start over. So this is the great American experiment, and we can't lose it because we're not in the game. And so that's what Dad called Christians to do, is get involved. And that's a reflection, obviously, of still today, AFR. Dad no longer, is in the day-to-day leadership role here. But I'll see him and Mom later on today. They'll come in here, and they love what we do here and support what we do. Dad's 81 years old. I think Mom's 78, I think, maybe 79.
You're not supposed to tell her. I know. You know better than that.
Yeah,
she's
somewhere in that 35 to 79 range.
Can I paint a picture here? Your mother's very beautiful, and she's kind of ageless, very classy lady.
Yeah, she's a true Southern belle.
She really is. And I have to interject him because I was like part of the American public when your dad burst on the scene. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to say. He was this Southern preacher with a very Mississippi accent. But it didn't take long to see that God was working through him. The power of the Holy Spirit really moved through Don Weilman, and in spite of his Southern accent, which is off-putting to a lot of Northerners, he was smart, smart, smart. And he was able to go up against the likes of Phil Donahue, all the public major media during that time Ted Koppel. Mm-hmm. He took them all on, and he was brilliant in his exchanges, always gracious but powerful. And so that's the powerhouse that he became. He was like a one-man army. And he made a huge dent in the public perception and actually started this movement.
It's so funny you mentioned Dad's Southern accent. there's people who have you have Boston accents, you have Midwestern accent,
Chicago
accent, and Dad has a Southern accent, but it's even more than that. Dad has a country Southern accent, and when you go back and watch those videos from the 70s and 80s when he's on Phil Donahue and he's on Ted Koppel and he's on CNN and doing Crossfire like you did and such, it's just the voice is very distinctive. You knew that Brother Don Weilman was the one on there. But you're right. He did made the powers that be underestimate.
Yes, it disarmed them because of it. You know, he's a Southern preacher, and they thought, kind of a novelty. We'll have him on, and then he chewed them
he'll
up.
He'll go
so
away.
That's why,
he'll go. He'll be gone in a year. He'll be a flash in the pan.
And, hey, Tim.
Here we are.
We have to take a bit of a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. Plus, we have some news for you. But today is Founders Day. That's why we're talking about Tim's dad so much. Well, not that we wouldn't need an excuse. We'd love to do that any day. In honor of Tim and Linda Weilman, who has spent their lives, really left the security of his church and really launched this thing with all these children, namely Tim and his brother and a sister, right?
I'll tell you a couple stories about that, stories about that.
Okay. All right, great. So left the comfort and safety of that to found the American Family Association. It's just quite a story. And so in honor of him, if you have never donated before and you'd like to become a regular contributor to AFA, you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of my favorite memories of Brother Don happened when I had been working here for less than a year, so this would have been about 1994. Our town had woken up one cold January morning to a heavy snow. At least it was heavy for this part of Mississippi. The power was out, and there was no traffic on the road. So I didn't know whether I was expected to come to work or not because I was the new guy. So I didn't want to risk it. I left the house early for what was normally a 10-minute drive. And as I came into the parking lot, I was one of only a couple of cars in the parking lot. The lights were off. As I approached the front door, there was this, I couldn't hear anybody, and there was this thick yellow electrical cord kind of snaking out the front door. The front door was halfway open. There was snow on the floor in the lobby. I couldn't hear anyone or couldn't see anyone in the building, so I just followed that electrical cord down a dark hallway. And at the end of that hallway, kind of moving slowly, I could see a small glowing light. And as I got to the end of the hallway near the live radio studio, the image kind of came into focus, and it was Brother Don working with that extension cord that had been hooked up to an electrical generator. And he was trying to get the network back up and running, which, as I recall, he did. It just showed me that nothing, no task was ever too menial, too common for Brother Don. He never saw himself too good to do anything.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
I love AFR, and because I love knowing the truth, makes it possible to give other people more of a dimension on what's going on. I have my favorite. I love Dan Markell. I love hearing about prophecy, and I listen to Janet Medford all the time. I got to the point where I keep a little log on. If I hear a certain subject, then I write down the name of the show and the date. Then I can go right to the podcast without searching. That's really helped. Thank you.
We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios back with you. Yes, it's our second day of our spring Share-a-thon. And, of course, Share-a-thon because you can share with us your ability to give, and that's what keeps us on the air. And it's kind of a mutual, it's a mutual thing. We're in this together. I remember, what was it, Henry Blackaby? He wrote that a book about serving God. I can't remember the exact name of it, but he talked about finding what God was doing and just joining it. Not like saying suddenly one morning, unless God leads you, that I'm going to do something completely different. For those, the rest of us who don't feel a distinct, perfect voice about what we should do, join something God's doing. And God is doing what he's doing through American Family Radio and the American Family Association. So come join us, come help us, and let's work together to see, you know, where we can take this. And if we can, in fact, if God honestly will hear our prayer to be salt and light and to preserve this nation in ways, honestly, the country probably doesn't recognize. People waking up every morning don't actually probably realize what a precipice they're at and how dangerous things could actually be if Christians were not pushing back against the evil forces that are working against us in so many ways. And so if you'd like to come join us, do that by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. or you can go to AFR.net. Just a practical question, Tim Wildman, who's in the studio there in Tupelo. Mm-hmm. Tim, how are we doing this morning? Is the phone ringing?
Do phones really ring anymore, Sandy, would be my question. I don't know. They make
a tree falls in a forest.
Yeah, they make a funny noise, but I don't know if you'd call it a ring. yes, people are here answering the phone for us here at American Family Radio during our Share-a-thon. I am peering out through the glass and seeing our phone volunteers. So when you call us here at Share-a-thon, you know, we don't send you to Bangladesh, you know, for somebody to answer the phone. You call here in our home studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we have volunteers who listen to us across the country who've driven here to help us answer the phone.
That's the cool part. I think that is so cool. It is so fun to be there during Share-a-thon.
It really is. We have folks from Louisiana, Oklahoma, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, Texas, all over the place have come here and help us answer the phone. Hey, let me just say this, Sandy. Speaking of calling, just want to remind folks, we have a $50,000 match. That's, you heard me right. $50,000. Somebody's called in and made a gift of $50,000.
Seriously?
Yes. They've said, I want to give, somebody has called and said, I will make a gift of $50,000 to your American Family Radio Share-a-thon if it will be matched by the rest of your listening audience or listening family. So I just wanted people to know now until 9 o'clock Central Time, that is the challenge before us. So if you want to double your gift, you can call now and do that, and we would certainly welcome that. Let me give the phone number again. Then I got a clip that you don't even know about, Sandy. We're going to play on your show.
The unknown clip.
The unknown clip.
Should I be nervous?
On the Sandy Rios show that Sandy Rios doesn't even know about. Here's the phone number to call and make your pledge now, 877-616-2396. Again, toll free. 877-616-2396. And the website to keep up with us on the internet is afr.net. We're posting how we're doing on there for the Share-a-thon at afr.net. The Share-a-thon theme this year is Standing in the Gap. And today, Wednesday, it's a 3-day Share-a-thon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So today, and we've never ever done this before that I can remember, we are having a Founders Day, because many of you don't know the history of this ministry, and we're sharing it with you. This is, you know, it's a lot about my dad and my mom and the founding of the ministry, and certainly we're not trying to exalt a person more than they have a right to be. We don't want to do that, because this ministry is to honor God and Jesus Christ first and foremost, but it is appropriate to honor his servants, right, Sandy?
Absolutely.
Who have stood in the gap, who have been faithful, and whom without which we wouldn't even be listening to this radio network today. And I've told people many times, and I don't mind saying this, the Bible talks about, I know a lot of Bible verses, but I can't always cite the exact place where they are in the scripture. I'm trying to get better at that. But the Bible says some plant, some water, and some harvest, right?
Right.
Have I got that much right?
Yep, yeah.
Adam's running our control. Adam, punch that in and make me look smart and find out where that is in the scripture. But I know that's in there. But Dad could plant and water and harvest, okay? He was just that kind of a person. He was a very smart person, but had somebody said your dad one time told me your dad has more horse sense than anybody I know. So he could have a vision that God would give him, but he also could put it together. I don't have those talents and those abilities. I'll just be honest with you. I could not have started this ministry like my dad did. Now I can do what God's called me to do today, but that unique set of abilities God gives some people. You know, the abilities to do multiple things well that are able to through the help of God, build something of significance and something that lasts. I wanted to play this clip. I mentioned a couple of miracles. There's been many miracles along the way since 1977. And by the way, I'm quoting 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9. And it's Paul, and he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. It says, so neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. And I'm sure, and we concur with that. But, okay, so we're going to play this clip, and I haven't even heard it either. But I know what it's about. I know what it's about. There were some times, when Dad left the pulpit in 1977, Sandy, of the First United Methodist Church in South Haven, Mississippi, to start NFD at the time, he had no money, okay? Only money, so you're stepping out of security, right? You've got a salary that the church is paying.
And you've got children to take care of.
You've got
four
children and a wife. My mom wasn't working at the time. She was at home with the four children. And so he is truly stepping out in faith, right? And there was so the finances were tough, obviously, at the first because having the money to build something. Dad was being invited to speak. They had National Turn Off the Television Week, and the media from all over the country were calling. Dad was then began to get calls from churches and people to come speak. They were saying, finally, somebody's saying what I believe in. That's the kind of message that he was getting. So anyway, I think this clip we're about to hear, which is only like a minute and a half, and of course, what you're about to hear is my dad commenting on what happened years before. I don't know when this was recorded, a year or two ago or so. Who knows exactly when this recorded. So my dad's voice is not as strong as it once was, as you hear, but I think he tells a story about one of the miracles. Hopefully that's it. Let's go ahead and play this.
I was struggling financially. In fact, I had sat down that morning and figured up that I owed $5,000, and I didn't have $5,000. Didn't know where $5,000 was coming from. That afternoon, I got a call from a businessman who had been to Dallas for a big rally, and he called me and said, I didn't see you over there. Of course, there's 10,000 people. He probably wouldn't have seen me anyway. Ronald Reagan was speaking. And I said, no, sir, I didn't go. And we talked a little while, and he said, well, I tell you what, you're doing good work, and I'm going to put you a check in the mail for $5,000. A year later, I was again in debt, $5,000. Didn't know where the money's coming from. And I don't waste money. I squeeze a penny. And I got a call from another businessman. And he talked about something, I've forgotten what. I do remember, though, I didn't even mention it. He said, oh, by the way, my wife and I just put a check in the mail to you for $5,000.
Isn't that something, Tim? Isn't that something?
How do you say God isn't real when you hear stories like that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if we're isolated, if your dad's the only person that said that ever,
right.
I might say that. But honestly, Tim, I know, I'm sure you
this
do,
probably
too.
Happened to you, Sandy.
We're surrounded.
No, really, you're right. It's happened. Yeah. People are listening right now going, you know what, that's happened to me. Maybe not exactly like that story, but those kinds of things happen along life's way for those who follow the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. I think it doesn't always happen, but it happens like when I've heard that so many times. When people are trying to build ministries in which God's hand is on them, or a mission work, I've had dear missionary friends who have struggled and had provision come in miraculous ways down to the penny, to the penny of what they needed, and so this is a story I've heard often. I'm sure you have too. It's all the stories of missionaries are replete with incidences like your dad has just described. Mm-hmm. And so
the funny thing was, Dad was out on that one of those stories when he said the gentleman was in Dallas. It was a big rally of Christians and conservatives, and President Reagan was speaking. I think it was candidate Reagan at the time, Governor Reagan, before he was president. And so this gentleman, had seen Dad on television or something, and he's like, Don, you should be here. You know,
he probably couldn't afford it.
And
that's what I was thinking.
He couldn't afford it. And Dad said, I was out mowing my grass. So Dad's out in the yard mowing his grass, and this very wealthy businessman calls him on the phone, found our house number some way. This is 1979 or something like that. And so that mom calls daddy in out of the yard. So dad comes to the phone and says, yes, who is this? So he doesn't even know who it is calling. So then he begins to talk to the fellow, and the fellow said what dad said there. But it's just a funny story.
It's a great story. It's a wonderful story. And let me just say, this is Founders Day, and we are asking, really challenging you. You're hearing this story, maybe some of you for the first time, about how AFA started. And so AFA will continue in the same way as God speaks to you. And you write a check, Amen. Or you pick up the phone and call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net and make your most generous pledge. And this is what I'd like to do. We're going to pause and hear another story from a listener. Then, Tim, after that, how about if I tell people how I got to know your dad personally?
That'd be wonderful.
In Washington. Amen. Okay. All right. So let's hear 877-616-2396. And now another listener tells their story.
This is Scott from Texas. I have been listening for about a year and a half, and it has really been an eye-opener to hear the truth, because the mainstream media continues to cover the eyes of most Americans with lies and propaganda. Sandy Rios in the morning is a lifeline, spreading the truth and giving a shining light, a beacon in the darkness here that's enveloping this country. And also, Mr. Hamilton, listen to him in the afternoons on the way home. Those two programs alone are just life-changing and mean the most to me. Thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate it.
Oh, so cool. All right. Well, thank you for that. And our phone number again is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. Sandy Rios with you, along with Tim Wireman, the president of the American Family Association. And Tim, I am eager. I only have a few minutes left here, but let me just say that I left my life behind, literally, as a single woman, my children, my home, everything, and moved to D.C. to be president of Concerned Women for America about 2 weeks after 9/11. So it was a bleak time, and of course, I was an admirer of Dr. James Dobson, of Tim Wildman, of Gary Bauer, other leaders, people that were made famous because of their television appearances and things.
You said Tim.
Did I say Tim?
Yeah, you didn't know me. You may have admired me at the time. I don't know. A lot of people did, but
I think you were.
I think
I'm
you
not
were talking
sure
about Dad.
Yes, I was. Yes, your dad, Don Wildman. Yeah. And so, of course, because I was what's called a principal of an organization, Concerned Women for America, suddenly I'm on equal footing in terms of perception. I'm leading an organization that's mm-hmm. on par with these other organizations, even though I'm like, I grew up listening to these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had an inherent respect. And I have to say that there were many battles then as there are now. And one of them was the battle against what eventually became gay marriage. At the time, we were fighting to have a very strong federal marriage amendment to prevent, mm-hmm. to codify marriage between a man and a woman and prevent same-sex marriage. That was the great battle of our time. And your dad and I talked about starting an organization of, a gathering of the principals, other principals of these Christian organizations, so that we could strategize. Now, at the time, we were not even actually thinking about that issue because the catalyst hadn't taken place. The Lawrence versus Texas decision had not come down. So we met with there's probably five or six of us, and we met in my apartment building, and it was in Arlington, Virginia, so we called it the Arlington Group. But your dad was the convener. A couple of things I want to say about that. First of all, your dad, as I said before, mm-hmm. was a brilliant man, shrewd, and understood the issues, and had courage beyond measure, and yet he was able to guide those also strong bull of men, all of them, except I was the strong bull of woman, I guess. Don was able to lead them humbly but powerfully. It was pretty amazing. And I remember sitting right next to him trying to, you know, help him stay, you know, I don't know, just as much as I could in little ways. And then the Lawrence versus Texas decision broke, and it was all Katie bar the door on gay marriage, and we had to roll up our sleeves. Someday maybe I'll write a book about that. But your dad, through all of it, stood out. Let me just say, he stood above the crowd in terms of his commitment to principle. And that's why it's an honor to work for you, Tim, and the legacy of your dad at the American Family Association. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, AFR.net, or 877-616-2396. A little bit of news when we come back. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I started here in 1984, and I have several best memories of Brother Don. One of them would be how he was so personable. He would know all about your family. He would ask questions about your children, want to know how your children are doing, and he was just very personable. Another memory I have is in the afternoons, Mr. Wildman would come around and tell everyone to make sure your calculators are off, the lights are off, adjust the heat and air. And because of that frugalness, we're still here today and we owe no one. And that same frugalness is being carried out today with Tim Walker and all of our leadership.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
The impact that the radio station has for me is without the Christian aspect applied to all the craziness going on in this world. I would be totally uninformed, absolutely totally. I mean, you all are literally a godsend, and just keep up the good work and keep up the fight until we see our Lord Jesus coming back to take us up. Thank you all very much.
We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Sandy Rios in the Morning program. Sandy is here, and I am co-hosting with her this morning for these 3 days of Share-a-thon, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. And we hope you're going to have a wonderful day. And we are celebrating today, Founders Day is what we're calling it. And so we're remembering and talking about the service that my dad and my mom gave, that the Lord, he used mom and dad to birth this ministry. And so that's 40 years later, 40 plus years later. Well, it was 1977, so 42 years later, here we are still around. And, you know, let me give the phone number again. I'll say one thing. American Family Radio Share-a-thon. It's Standing in the Gap Share-a-thon. That's our theme this year. Here's the phone number if you want to give. And please be as generous as you can because we need your financial donations to be able to stay on the air. I'll just be blunt about it. And here's the phone number to give. We are a listener-supported Christian ministry. We don't get money from the government like NPR does. There's not big corporations standing in line to give us money. Guess who provides the backbone of this ministry? $30 a month. Somebody who sacrificially gives us a couple hundred dollars or $1,000 or whatever the case may be. That's the backbone of who we are and how we're supported. And it's always been that way. And we're God's always used the quote little donations to make up our needs. Here's the phone number, 877, to reach us, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. Sandy, good morning again. It's going to be a great day, don't you think so, Sandy?
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. You know what? I've done an awful lot of fundraisers through my years on radio, Tim. Mm-hmm. I raised money for some wonderful things, but I've never experienced what I've experienced since I've been at AFR Talk, and that is we really don't have to beg. We just give the need, and people give generously. I want to jump into something that one of the things that we do, of course, on American Family Radio and American Family Association is we really do tackle very controversial issues. We try to discern what God's mind is on these very complex things. That's what we do every single day. And so one of those confusing issues is immigration, and the church is split over this. Before I get into that briefly, I want you to hear Griff Jenkins' report on Fox and Friends just this morning.
This new video released by Customs and Border Protection is nothing short of troubling. Heavily armed smugglers escorting a family unit. In this case, a Guatemalan woman and her son along the Arizona-Mexico border. This is something I have never seen and Border Patrol agents rarely see. And if this became a regular occurrence, it will mark a very dangerous shift in smuggling tactics. Officials calling it, quote, highly unusual and highly concerning. And as you also mentioned, another caravan is on the way. This one, Mexico's Interior Secretary Olga Cordero calls the Caravana Madre, or mother of all caravans. Officials do put it, Steve, at roughly 10,000 strong. They're expected to arrive in Mexico City soon. Our sources on the ground are keeping a watch for us. They're expected to be housed in that same sports complex as the last time when we were there with our cameras. We're told its makeup is actually not only Central Americans, but also many migrants from Cuba, Haiti, and elsewhere. As well, this as senior advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, is speaking out about a comprehensive plan.
I've tried to put together a very detailed proposal for him. And my hope is that we can really do something that unifies people around what we're for on immigration.
Kushner says they'll present this plan this week or next week to the president, and they expect changes. And certainly a lot of things are changing. Hopefully not those tactics on the border in that video that you saw, guys.
All right, we have a serious problem on the border. There's no question about that. And we have more and more confusion, and there's a reason for that. We know out of their own mouths, we know from testimony, we know from tapes, that George Soros, the atheist, Hungarian-born American communist, I would say, who is behind, is a billionaire who's behind all of these dark entities, has been very open. His entities have been very open that they have been co-opting Christian leaders and infiltrating especially the evangelical churches with the message that the wrong position on immigration, if you have any kind of hesitation about what's happening at the border or what's been happening inside our country with the infiltration or the surge of illegal and legal immigration, you are a racist. And, of course, the social justice doctrine confuses everyone. So many denominations, the Southern Baptists, for one thing, have been very confused about this. I don't think a lot of the leaders understand that they are being co-opted. And so there's been a need for clarity on that. That's something I talk about almost every morning. But now there is a resource. Tim, this is new to you. I want to tell you that there's a new Bible study that's just been released as a reaction to this, I think it's called the Evangelical Immigration Table, which was really paid for by George Soros, led by Jim Wallace, who was a shill for George Soros, who had to later admit that he's taking Soros money, in which you can hear and see on their website a lot of people whose faces you'll recognize. You wonder, how did they get involved in this? Because they didn't know George Soros was funding this, and because I think they had not thought through themselves the complexities of this. So as a response to that, many of us came together to form what's called American Association of Evangelicals. And Tim joined this talk also, so did I. And then along with that is the Evangelicals for Biblical Immigration. Now, out of that project has come a new Bible study called Wise Welcome. And it lays out the biblical principles on a wall, on immigration, on people coming to your country, what the Bible actually says, the classifications of the kinds of people who come in. It's a 29-page book. It's not that long. And it's available free. Let me just say it's at AmericanEvangelicals.com, AmericanEvangelicals.com. It's co-authored by Dr. James Hoffmeyer, who is an Old Testament scholar. And so it's really great stuff. And I just suggest that you get this book. It's a short read. You can do it in your Bible study. You can share it with your pastor. That would be really important, or anyone else in Christian ministry. But it's called Wise Welcome, and it's a brand new thing. I'm going to be talking about it more at greater length in an interview in a couple of days here with Kelly Monroe Culbert. But anyway, Tim, maybe I should toss it to you. I know I sprung this one on you, so I want to know what your thoughts are about this.
Well, it is Sandy Rios in the morning show, so whatever you want to talk about, it's up to you. That's interesting. So that's a free resource you're talking about?
Absolutely. It's called Wise Welcome. And Kelly was a chaplain at Harvard, but she's a strong evangelical Christian. Yeah. She and I are friends, And she's all everything she says is biblically based and really profound. And so I just highly recommend this. Again, Wise Welcome. So anyway,
You know, what you were saying there earlier, Sandy, about this issue, and this is very important, what you pointed out. There are some in our camp, by our camp, I mean there would be brothers and sisters who would agree with us on theological issues, right?
Yes.
But on some issues, and especially on this immigration issue, they try to make people who believe in who don't agree with illegal immigration feel guilty, because we won't take everybody in the world who wants to come here. And if you're going to resist people coming here who want to come here, that's not Christian. You see what that's what they do.
Yes, of course,
they,
I know.
They do. But I'm saying a lot of people have run into that, and so people try to manipulate.
Well, especially in the South, Tim. Because you guys are known racists. So because you might object to, you know, the entire population of Central and South America coming in on their southern border, you now are proving once again that you're a racist. That's how this goes.
Yeah. You run into this, and you have to be ready and prepared to respond to that. Because I've heard many times before, if you don't have borders, then you don't have a country. And America is the most welcoming country in all the world. We take immigrants in by the millions and have over our history from around the world. We've taken refugees in by the millions from around the world and continue to do so. And maybe our immigration system needs reform. People who are against illegal immigration are open to those arguments. But you cannot have open borders, as they say, or y'all come.
Nowhere in Scripture is that ever embraced, Tim. And let me just also interject that in this American Evangelicals, Eric Metaxas was one who joined with that Jim Wallace effort early on.
Jim Wallace, for those who don't know, he was the leader of the left-wing evangelical group. I forgot what they were called. What were they
Emergent,
called?
Emerging Church or something,
something
like Emergent
like that.
Church.
But that's where that name comes from. And then a lot of people, he had a lot of followers.
Yes, and he tried to mainstream, and he has successfully mainstream in many cases homosexuality to sort of soften the approach. I remember when he came to Wheaton College when I lived in Wheaton. And shamed Wheaton College about their position, and many people listened, and he's done a ton of damage, and now we know he was being supported by George Soros. But so I'm just saying, this booklet, did I say this? I meant to. Eric Metaxas was in that initial movement, and when Kelly Monroe approached Eric and talked to him about what the Bible actually taught about it, he was one of the bold ones who said, you know what, she's right. This is what the Bible says about this, and so he's now part of our effort. So I just wanted to mention that.
Amen.
But this is, by the way, we're in Share-a-thon, so we need to go back to that. But that's the kind of thing we talk about every day.
Yeah.
And if you would like to support that kind of discussion and that kind of thinking, and I'm not saying you have to, if you're on board with us on immigration, I'm talking about the challenge to your thinking process. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. It's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net, and let's pause just for a second to hear another listener. Just tell us what AFR Talk means to them.
Hi, this is John from Pioneer, Ohio. Good day, American Family Radio. You give us insight into the news each day. Some of it makes us happy. Most makes us pray. With Brian, Sandy, Tim, and Janet, AFR is the best one on the planet. God is good to us all the time. I love to listen to you guys online. God be with you, and thank you for all that you do.
Oh, that is really cute. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that was, from Ohio. We have a lot of listeners in Ohio, by the way.
Yes, we do.
To American Family Radio. I know Wesley and Brian and Ed were just in Columbus not too long ago. You know what, Sandy? So many people, when they first find out about American Family Radio, and it's for a lot of people, it's like finally I have a place. I call it a gathering place where I can listen to people who are telling the truth, who are speaking biblically, who are also trying to educate and inform and call people to take a stand. And that's what our theme is this time, standing in the gap for biblical values. Because as I've said before, I use this metaphor, a sports metaphor. You know, who knows what the future holds with our country? Only God knows. But I do know this, if you look at it like it's a football game, for example, or a basketball game, or baseball, whatever the case may be, you cannot win if you don't take the field, okay? And unfortunately, we have had over the decades, and this is changing, I think, we've had many of our brothers and sisters sitting in the stands, you know, and talking to themselves and eating popcorn while a lot of us, I'm not bragging on myself, I'm just saying a lot of us have already been out there on the field trying to win the ball game. And fortunately now, like people like American Family Radio, I'll say people or organizations like us and others, there are others certainly that are doing wonderful work to try to accomplish the same thing, and that is call Christians to engage. There are still a lot of believers in America. There are millions. But how many of us can raise our hand and say, I know 10 people in my church of 20 that you mentioned something going on in our country and they don't have a clue. You know, they don't even know what's going on. They ask me who to vote for. Yeah. You know, so that's changing. I think American Family Radio and others are trying to change and get Christians more engaged and involved. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But
Tim,
we can't win if we don't take the field.
I actually think that the quantifiable impact of American Family Radio and American Family Association we'll never know. You know, there was that list that came out. We were ranked.
We were right behind Sean Hannity. It was George Barna, and he surveyed the Christian community in America, and he asked him what was the most influential organization/person the reason you voted in the presidential election last time around. And of course, the vast majority of Christians voted for President Trump. And they listed us, AFA, AFR. I think we were sixth or seventh, maybe even higher.
Yeah, but I think higher, actually.
But it may have been third.
Pretty
but
amazing.
Anyway, we're right behind Sean Hannity.
Yeah. And let me just say that's another area in which we take a lot of hits. Christians in general who are favorable to President Trump for the things that he's done. You know, somehow we're unchristian. We get into that battle all the time, and we don't have time to have that discussion right now, but I want to interject something. Mick Mulvaney appeared at the Catholic prayer breakfast in Washington just last week. Maybe it was Tuesday. Maybe it was yesterday. And he said, what you don't know about is what goes on behind closed doors. I very rarely talk about my private meetings with the president, the stuff that goes on, what goes on outside the private eye, but I can assure you that I've been sitting with him in the Oval Office in the cabinet room with leaders around the world where he will look at them and say, now, you're not doing enough to take care of Christians in your country. Or he says, thank you for helping Christians in your country. And Mick Mulvaney goes on to say how powerful that is to world leaders. And so I'm just saying that's one of the reasons that we speak favorably of the president and are grateful for the work that he's done. Tim, can you take us out here?
Amen. Thank you, Sandy. And I might add, we need to pray for the president each and every day because he does understand that issue. And let me tell you, folks, the secular progressives in this country, they can't stand us. It's getting more heated. And so just remember that.
Yep.
Yes, Sandy, thank you so much. I've enjoyed being with you today. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
Yeah, we have a match. It's $50,000, and you have just a few more seconds to meet that. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net and make your most generous pledge. And Tim Wireman, thank you for joining me.
All right, Sandy. Thank you. See you in the morning, right?
Yeah, we'll be back in the morning. One more day of a share-a-thon, so I hope you'll join us. Sandy Rios in the morning, handing it off to the next person. So stay tuned.